We're joined in studio by a Bangor native who has applied his trade and his craft all around the country, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles. He is an actor, director, filmmaker, a master of all entertainment trades. He's back home, and he's got a brand new venture that gives people a chance to learn about the city, whether they're visitors or whether they're from right here, and they may have missed some stuff along the way. The tours are called Bangor by Foot, and John Ferreira with us. Welcome, John.
Hi, thanks for having me, Rich.
It's great to have you here. I love this idea. It's such a cool thing. And I know, you know, there are other tours of Bangor, but what you offer, I think, is so unique because of not only the knowledge of history you have, but your experience and your talents as an actor. And you've been doing this very thing for a long time in a whole lot of places.
I have. I've been a professional tour guide since 2005, so... about 18 years, I've been working all over the country. I was doing Boston tours of the Freedom Trail, dressed as an 18th century colonial, and you know, in weather like 100 degrees, wearing three layers of wool, and so that was fun. I did that for many years, and when I was out in grad school in Chicago, I did. Ghosts and Gangsters tours.
Ooh,
out there, so
nice.
That was a lot of fun. And then I've done witch and haunting tours of Salem, Massachusetts, hop-on tours in Cape Cod, Lexington, Concord, some stuff out in Los Angeles. So all over the place, everywhere I've lived, I've tried to keep a hand in tour guiding.
And you're offering more than one type of tour to people in Bangor.
Well, right now I'm offering just the one.
Okay.
I'm offering, it's called History, Ghosts and Gangsters. And that is a sort of a comprehensive, like, welcome to Bangor 101 sort of get to know Bangor, all the amazing history, which people don't even realize. People that have lived here their whole lives, I didn't realize. I started doing this deep delve research, and I was like, are you kidding me? In Bangor? You know,
yeah.
It was incredible. And then, of course, throw in some ghost stories. Everybody loves that. I've worked at different places that I felt were haunted over the years and saw some things and heard some things, and I want to share those with people. And then some gangster stories. I mean, you know, the Brady Gang, and, you know, he was public enemy number one, and he ended up right here in Bangor, Maine.
Well, so. And the Brady Gang, a lot of people know about that, especially if you grew up around here. But, of course, visitors may not know about it, and there's so much to see of that right down on Central Street. But also, man, the wild old days of Devil's Half Acre, when this area was so famous that, if I remember right, there were six or seven cities around the country that changed their name to Bangor because it was considered such a wild, adventure-filled place.
It was, and it was an interesting place because you had this dichotomy between the loggers and the lumberjacks, which were coming down from the north, you know, the north woods. They'd been there for 9-12 months at a time. You can imagine what they wanted to do when they first got here. And then you had the lumber barons, who were these, like, rich people who were sophisticated and urbane and cosmopolitan, and they wanted their opera houses, they wanted their theaters, their vaudeville houses, all of that. So you have this, like, mashup of, like, literally opium dens and prostitution dens and bordellos and all of this with, like, high drama. People like Edwin Booth, John Wilkes Booth's brother, the most famous actor in America during the 19th century, coming to Bangor, staying at the Bangor House, performing at the Bangor Opera House. I mean, you know, you had this, like, interesting, like, crossover between the really rich and the, you know, not so rich, the poor, and the haves and haves not.
Well, and you also had, among other things, the fact that while all of this was happening downtown, alcohol had been illegal in Maine. Maine was the first state to make alcohol illegal way back in the 1840s, and yet, and prostitution had always been illegal. But both of them were going strong.
Well, it was funny. 1851 is the prohibition of alcohol in the state of Maine, and yet Bangor was, like, the wettest town in the country in that time period. It was also the richest city in the country. Mm-hmm. At one point, and one of the richest in the world, just because of all that lumber coming down from northern Maine.
But, absolutely.
Yeah, but I do offer, I'm hoping to offer more tours in the future. I'd like to offer around Christmas time, you know, some sort of a package deal where I dress up as Charles Dickens and do sort of a dinner with Dickens, and we maybe end at the Opera House, and they see a production of Christmas Carol, which is in December, and I'm also hoping to do a bar crawl called Paul's Crawl, where I'm dressed as Paul Bunyan, and we're doing some drinks and all that sort of thing. So there's more on the horizon, but for right now, I'm focused on the history, ghosts, and gangsters.
Excellent. We're talking with John Ferreira, Bangor by Foot. So if people are interested and they'd like to learn more, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can visit my website, which is www.bangorbyfoot.com. And there's more info on there. There's pictures. And of course, you can book your tickets right on there as well. We're also on Yelp and Viator and TripAdvisor and all that as well. So.
And did I see you're offering a heck of a discount for Maine residents?
Yeah, I'm offering, you know, it's $25 for out-of-staters, and then $20 for military, Maine residents, and seniors. So, you know, the out-of-staters can pay a little bit more.
Well, sure, yeah.
We'll give a discount to Mainers here.
Excellent. Now, where does each tour begin?
Well, it begins and ends at the same place. It actually begins at the Pickering Square parking garage, which is great because it has 2 hours of free parking. So people can park right there at the garage, and then I meet them right outside the exit. We have 10 o'clock tours and 1 p.m. tours, and I'll meet them right there where the elevator is, and I'll be out there in my yellow hat, my T-shirt, and my little yellow binder, and... you can't miss me.
That's fantastic. And I saw you'd posted on the socials that you got some talented people helping you out as
yeah,
well.
Yep. Got some good people. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And for people who, you know, think they know Bangor, you know, I've got some stories for you.
Can you tease it a little bit, John? Give us maybe a little bit of a story that you unearthed that maybe most people wouldn't know about.
Sure. The Bangor House, which is now, you know, and has been for about 25, 30 years, has been elderly and disabled housing. That building alone, I could do an entire tour on. I mean, it is like a who's who of who has stayed there. Four presidents have stayed there. Teddy Roosevelt delivered a famous speech during his presidential run from the balcony there. Lots of famous stars, from Mae West to Buster Keaton as a child, to baseball stars like Joe DiMaggio, and all these famous people have stayed there. And then in 1965, there was a famous murder there of a woman named Effie McDonald. And Effie McDonald was a housekeeper there, and they found her strangled to death with her own pantyhose. Now, this is at the time that the Boston Strangler was doing his... dirty work in Boston. They thought that he had actually come up I-95 and was actually doing it here in Bangor. Well, they brought the Boston Police Department up, and they determined that it was a copycat killing. Hmm. But that is still Bangor's number one unsolved murder today. So the Bangor House, you got to think lots of people have died in that building,
yeah.
You know, recently and back then. So there's I call that corner right there the haunted crossroads, because all four of those buildings on that corner are notoriously haunted.
Real now, I know about the Opera House.
The Opera House, but then the McGuire Building, which is where the Olympia Theater once was.
Oh, right.
Like somebody fell from the balcony there and died. And there's, of course, across from that is the old Penobscot Theater Company, which is the Parish House next to the brick church there.
Right.
And that is notoriously haunted as well. And I actually have my own stories from working at Penobscot way back in the early 90s from that building. So
yeah, and you know, it's funny. All the times I worked there, I never experienced anything directly, but I talked to many people who did and who saw things, who heard things, including a guy who was building a set and working on some of the electronics under the deck, the stage, in what he was convinced was an empty building, and heard footsteps on that stage right above him.
Oh, I saw something in the balcony when I was at the Opera House putting out, you know, the ghost light, which is, you know, with the last thing actors, directors, so forth, put out at the end of the night on the stage. And I looked up to that balcony and I saw something. But you're going to have to take my tour in order to find out what that was that I saw.
I love it. It's great stuff. John Ferreira, Bangor by Foot, and you kick off on the 4th?
4th of July, yep. We are Perfect. Actually in the parade that morning. So at 10 a.m. we're doing the parade, and then 1 o'clock is my first tour. So
fabulous. All right, www.bangorbyfoot.com.
That's it.
That's fantastic. John, I know it's going to be great. Good luck with it. Have a wonderful summer, and we'll have to have you back to talk about it when you get ready to do some more tours later in the year.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. John Ferreira, Bangor by Foot here on Downtown.